The following episode of Cave Voice was recorded at 9:53 p.m., April 17th, 2017. Things may have changed by the time you listen to this show. Enjoy the show.
'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is.
Speaking of global warming, where is we need some global warming?
Do you, Mr. Jones?
Hello, and thank you for listening to K Voice of the Resistance. That's the letter K, Voice of the Resistance. Should you hear a story from my show and you'd like to read it or share it, find it on my Facebook page at K Voice of Resistance.
Major human rights by 1 yardstick. And so we are bombing Afghanistan, threatening a nuclear war with North Korea. If taxation without representation is tyranny, the representation without taxation is authoritarianism. We deserve democracy. So if taxation without representation is tyranny, the representation without taxation is authoritarianism. We are believers in democracy. This land is our land. Congress, do your job. Congress, do your job. Demand all Americans. Pay their taxes.
That was Jesse Jackson at the Chicago Tax March Rally. Congratulations to everyone who got out there to march on one of the 200 tax marches on Saturday. We took our resistance to the streets and made our voices heard. Americans en masse demand Donald's taxes. 74% of Americans believe that he should release his tax returns. As we went over last week, our president,
jackass,
won't release his tax returns because he is... And we got under Donald's paper tiger skin as he called for an investigation into the marches and rallies.
Someone should look into those who paid for the small organized rallies.
And defensively tantrumed,
I did what was an almost impossible thing to do for a Republican, easily won the Electoral College. Now tax returns are brought up again.
Now that the march is over, our job is not done. It is time to push harder than ever. We cannot stop pushing our representatives to vote yes on House Resolution 186 to compel our corrupt president to release his taxes. There is another way to go about this as well as HR 186. According to Daniel Hemmel of the Washington Post, there is a way for state lawmakers to force disclosure of Trump's tax information. Power to the states. States can publish state tax returns already in state possession, which would reveal much of the same information appearing on Donald's federal documents. So far, state lawmakers have focused their attention on bills that would require candidates to release their federal income tax returns before appearing on those states' presidential ballots. The Democratic-controlled New Jersey legislature approved such a bill last month. State lawmakers in California, New York, and 20 other states have introduced similar legislation, which is great, but it won't be for another 3 years. And in New Jersey, for example, Chris Kisses Trump's Feet Christie is set to veto the bill. So, the solution would be for the states to release the tax information they already have. Let's take New York, for example. Federal law does not stand in New York's way. The Internal Revenue Code prohibits state officials from disclosing a taxpayer's federal return, but it does not stop New York from disclosing information that Donald reports on his state forms. A bill requiring the disclosure of Donald's state tax returns should sail through the New York State Assembly, where Democrats enjoy an overwhelming majority. It would also stand a strong chance of passing in the state Senate, where Democrats occupy roughly half of 83 seats. Moderate Republicans might come on board as well. The political environment might be even more hospitable in other states with Democratic governors and Democratic-dominated legislatures, including California, Connecticut, and Hawaii, where Trump has real estate investments and presumably files non-resident returns. While those returns don't include as many details as Trump's New York returns, they still could reveal reveal some important information, such as his adjusted gross income from all sources, both in and out of state. Now, critics say that disclosure of Donald's state tax returns would violate the principle of taxpayer privacy, but Donald is no ordinary taxpayer. The public has a right to know whether its president, I am still not used to referring to him as president, is paying his fair share of taxes, and whether he has financial conflicts of interest as commander-in-chief. State lawmakers have the power to provide voters with more comprehensive understanding of the president's tax-paying past. They should use it. We should let them know that we know that they should use it, too. We have good news. The Donald is losing ground with his base as he breaks his promises. A New York Times profile of Trump supporters in Pennsylvania revealed, as stated by Teresa Remington, a home care worker and Trump supporter, that Trump is proving to be, quote, just like any other damn president. Ha! Look, I know we shouldn't, but it is damn hard not to rub it in their faces. But seriously, we will not affect change if we alienate them by rubbing it in their faces. But since I'm among friends, ha! Sad Trump supporters.
I'm John Ossoff, and I'll work with anyone to do what's right for our country and Georgia. We need to attract more high-tech and research jobs to the area. Cutting wasteful spending is not a partisan issue.
And we can find common ground to fix Obamacare while keeping what works. Repealing it makes no sense.
So when President Trump embarrasses our country or acts recklessly, I'll hold him accountable. That's why I approve this message.
Philip the Sixth, Georgia. You're up to bat on Tuesday for House special election. John Ossoff, a Democrat running in this year's first competitive special election for the House, down in Georgia's 6th congressional district, who, in addition to making documentaries that have exposed crime and corruption worldwide, is a former congressional staffer who used to work with Representative John Lewis, the civil rights legend. Insider trader allegations did not stop our honored GOP representatives from promoting Georgia's own House Representative Tom Price to Health and Human Services Director, but what's a little insider trading between friends? As Daily Kos explains, the way this special election will be conducted is all candidates from all parties will run together in a single ballot, with the top two vote-getters, regardless of party, advancing in a runoff. It is likely that no one takes the majority. There are currently two other Democrats running, so if Team Blue splits the vote in the first round, we could get completely locked out of the runoff, forfeiting our chance to pick up a GOP-held seat. So, let's hope Georgia Libs unite Blue behind us. How amazing would it be to win a seat held by a member of Trump's cabinet, and in red Georgia nonetheless? The message would be resounding.
For you two kindergarten kids up there.
On all of these things, he is delivering results. And I would say,
if you don't, I think it's time to repeal and replace you in 2020.
As far as I'm aware, the president says he's still under audit. And he said he's got a release
of the House and the Senate.
So do your job!
Yeah, do your job!
A steady source of leadership.
Trump can't do that!
Town halls are erupting. Still, this movement has legs and it's not even close to stopping. That was Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas. From Arkansas. Red blood, red Arkansas. Town hall. On the 10th, find a town hall near you. In fact, if you are for want of a resistance activity to go to resistancenearme.org. Type in your zip code and rock and roll. You can find town halls, rallies, marches. Another smart resource from smart people. I've also posted the link on my Facebook page, K Voice of Resistance. Like me and share me. Again, that is resistancenearme.org.
Start. 2, 1. Boost ignition and lift off of the space shuttle. Returning to the space station, paving the way for future missions. Right there, Amber.
In 1969, 1971, Apollo 14 astronaut Edgar Mitchell became the sixth person to walk on the moon. He famously said of viewing the Earth from space, quote, "You develop an instant global consciousness, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. From out here on the moon, international politics looks so pretty. You want to grab a politician by the scruff of the neck and drag him a quarter of a million miles out and say, 'Look at that, you son of a bitch,'" unquote. On Wednesday, we had our first protest in space. A Phoenix-based collective called the Autonomous Space Agency Network, ASAN, launched a weather balloon to about 90,000 feet. According to the Washington Post, the balloon Aphrodite 1 weighed a little over a pound and was inflated with 120 cubic feet of helium. Aphrodite 1's payload consisted of a GPS sensor, a camera, and a message for President
Jackass.
It was a printout of a tweet that read, "At real Donald Trump. Look at that, you son of a bitch." An ASAN member said, quote, "We sought to send a message of protest to President Trump against his proposed budget cuts for NASA's Earth Science Program, which is invaluable to understanding climate change and making informed, data-driven policy decisions," unquote. The launch was planned to coordinate in solidarity with the upcoming March for Science. The ASAN member said, the group lamented White House budget cuts to four of NASA's Earth Science missions: CLARIO, the Solar Wind Monitoring Program, DISCOVER, the Earth and Atmosphere Monitoring Program, PACE, and the Orbiting Carbon Observatory, OCO3. Okay, S-806 is a bill that would eliminate tuition for public colleges and reform student loans. It really has become a necessity in America to have a college degree to compete in the workplace. More than that, to be honest. A master's degree, really. Anyway, there is a bill introduced by Bernie Sanders that would make good on his campaign promises. It would attempt to make higher education more attainable for all Americans by eliminating tuition at four-year public colleges and universities and reforming student loans. It would authorize the Secretary of Education to establish grant programs to eliminate tuition and required fees at four-year public colleges and universities. The federal government would cover 67% of the cost, while states would be responsible for the remaining 33%, which comes to about $47 billion every year for the federal government's share. It is expected to cost about $750 billion over the next 10 years. As explained during the campaign, the funding would be provided by a Robin Hood tax on Wall Street, basically taxing a small percentage of the financial transactions involving stocks and bonds and derivatives. The taxing scale is laid out by another bill, the Inclusive Prosperity Act, S-721, introduced by Democrat Tom Udall. This bill, known as the Mar-a-Lago Act, would require the president to keep and maintain public visitor logs for all official businesses, whether it is conducted at the White House or another location where the president and vice president regularly conduct official business. The requirement would take effect 30 days after the enactment of the public database containing the information would be updated every 90 days. This bill's full acronym stands for Making Access Records Available to Lead American Government Openness Act. This, while USA Today reports,
the Trump administration is going to keep its secrets. This time, it has to do with who actually comes to visit 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The White House isn't going to release their visitor logs. The decision came after months of speculation. Now, it's a big change from the Obama administration's voluntary disclosure of more than 6 million records during his time in office. For a reason, Trump's team points to national security and privacy concerns. Legally, they're calling the visits presidential records. That means they won't be covered by the Freedom of Information Act. The White House says they expect criticism. The new directive will keep the records secret until at least 5 years after Trump leaves office.
So while the Democrats are working to help the people, the GOP is very, very busy with the help of the obscure 1996 rule called the Contract with America, the CRA, which allows Congress to repeal regulations with a simple majority. So far, this rule has been applied to roll back SJ Resolution 34, repealing the FCC's data privacy rule. For internet service providers, HJ Resolution 37 overturning a rule requiring federal contractors to disclose labor law violations. HJ Resolution 38 blocking the EPA's Dream Protection Rule. HJ Resolution 40 repealing Social Security's rule blocking for mental defectives from buying guns. HJ Resolution 41 overturning an SEC rule related to disclosures by energy companies. HJ Resolution 42 repealing the Department of Labor rules blocking states from drug testing unemployment recipients. HJ Resolution 43 blocking a rule letting family planning grants go to abortion providers. HJ Resolution 44 repealing the Bureau of Land Management's Planning 2.0 rule. HJ Resolution 57 blocking a Department of Education rule on the state accountability plans. HJ Resolution 58 repealing a Department of Education rule on teacher preparation. HJ Resolution 69 overturning a rule blocking predator hunting on Alaskan refuges. HJ Resolution 86 blocking OSHA's rule that let it cite employers for safety record keeping violations over a 5-year period. Awaiting presidential signature is HJ Resolution 67 repealing a Department of Labor rule on savings plans set up by states for non-employees. And awaiting Senate action are HJ Resolution 36 repealing the Bureau of Land Management's methane rule and HJ Resolution 66 repealing a Department of Labor rule on savings plans set up by states for non-employees. Regulations are protections. Regulations are protections. Regulations are protections. Period. And more destructive acts and resolutions are to come. Recognizing that extinction is irreversible, the United States did in 1973 under Richard Nixon what no country has done before, establishing a commitment to protect and restore the species that are most at risk of extinction. The Endangered Species Act is one of the most popular and effective environmental laws ever enacted. More than 4 decades later, 99% of the species protected under the Endangered Species Act have not perished, including the gray wolf, the grizzly bear, the manatee, the wolverine. According to a national poll conducted in 2015, a stunning 90% of American voters support the act. Impressive results in an era of partisan strife. Scientists believe that we are currently undergoing the 6th mass wave of extinction ever to impact our planet. Stemming from human activity, this loss of biodiversity is occurring at an utterly unprecedented pace. Many species, no one even knows how many, are being extinguished even before they are discovered. That is why the Endangered Species Act is urgently needed, as it has proven to be an effective force in stemming the tide. Scientists estimated that without the act, at least 227 species would have gone extinct between 1973 and 2005. And in 2016, more species listed as federally endangered were found to be partially or fully recovered than any other year since the Endangered Species Act became law. As important, millions of acres of forest, beaches, and wetlands, those species essential habitats have been protected from degradation. Thanks to the wisdom that went into developing the legal safety net, today's children are able to experience the wonder of rare wild creatures as living, breathing parts of our natural heritage and not as dusty museum specimens. Now, the Endangered Species Act is under political attack. Anti-environmental interest in the House and Senate, backed by oil and gas interest, mining companies, and other extractive industries are currently orchestrating some of the most serious threats ever posed to the Endangered Species Act. The chair of the House Natural Resources Committee, Utah Republican, Rob Bishop, has said that he wants to repeal and replace the Endangered Species Act. Numerous other bills have also been introduced that seek to weaken citizen enforcement of the Endangered Species Act, interfere with the science-based standards for protecting the species under the Act, and more. A Senate committee led by Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming met on February 15th to discuss, quote, modernizing the law. But we know what that really means. It's an euphemism for gutting the Act. An individual species are being targeted to strip them of the Endangered Species Act protections. One such proposal to remove federal protections for gray wolves in 4 states has been dubbed the War on Wolves Act. The stakes are too high to allow this to happen. It takes millions of years for a species to evolve. But if we fail to protect our incredible diverse fellow species from man-made threats, they can be lost in the blink of an eye. Earth Justice, born in the same era as the Endangered Species Act, has been at the forefront of efforts to ensure this critical statute is enforced, acting in the interest of hundreds of plants and animals to ensure their survival. These benefits extend to people, too. Humans are not isolated from their natural environment, and what happens to other species affects our own existence. The Endangered Species Act must be defended. Tell Congress to protect this visionary law. It's Earth Week, and my friends, it's time we pull together to promote maintaining and preserving the future of the Earth we call home. As the White House is getting its environmental policies from the very industries that are rapidly draining and destroying this Earth, and as oil leaks in Alaska from BP's most recent oil spill, the fight is as real as it gets, and the future of every man, woman, and child is at stake. Scientists agree that climate change, global warming is not only real, but getting exponentially worse at a rate far faster than previously predicted. I may be preaching to the choir, but let's keep the facts present for ourselves, not just for our own edification, but for the many, many arguments we have online and in our lives. Here are some facts about climate change, also posted on my Facebook page from the National Wildlife Federation. Since 1958, the amount of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere has been measured from an observatory in Mauna Loa, a volcano in Hawaii. The pre-industrial concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere was 280 parts per million. As of December 2016, it is 404.93 parts per million. The amount of carbon dioxide is higher than at any time in the last 800,000 years, and the Earth's average temperature is increasing at a devastating rate. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change Projects projects that the global temperatures are expected to be within the range of 0.5 degrees Fahrenheit to 8.6 degrees Fahrenheit by 2100, with a likely increase of at least 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit in the 21st century. Contributing to climate change, the United States is the second largest contributor to CO2 in our atmosphere, though it is home to just 4.4% of the world's population. If everyone in the world lived the way the people in the U.S. do, it would take four Earths to provide enough resources for everyone. We are pigs. The amount of carbon dioxide emitted per capita in the United States is 16.4 metric tons, almost 40 pounds per person. Burning 1 gallon of gasoline puts 19.64 pounds of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. The effects on people, wildlife, and the planet. Average sea level is expected to rise 1.6 feet before the end of the century. In 1910, Glacier National Park was home to more than an estimated 150 glaciers. That number is now shrunk to 25 as of December 2016. This national park is expected to eventually lose all of its glaciers. This is only one example of glacial melt that is occurring all over the world. The current pace of global average temperature rise puts approximately 25 to 35% of the planet and animal species at an increased risk of extinction. Rainforest destruction contributes to climate change. That is because trees store carbon dioxide as they grow. Clearing and burning forest releases large amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. The world's coral reefs are in the midst of global mass die-off. As of 2015, coral bleaching impacted 40% of the world's coral reefs, killing over 4,630 square miles of reefs.
Speaking of global warming, we need some global warming!
So, I was going through clips of Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson explaining climate change to put up, but I thought, screw it. This is way more fun. Here's Lewis Black in 2013.
Yeah, it's been a really beautiful weather this winter, if you're a moose. If you got fur on your genitals, then it's been a festival out there. It's been basically the coldest winter we've experienced on record. And last fall, it was so hot, it was actually not even fall, it was spring. The weather in this country is completely out of goddamn control, and nobody gives a shit about it. And after I listened to the president's speech last night, I firmly began to believe that it was a product of an Iraqi environmental terrorist. That in one of those palaces that they show, there was some Iraqi hiding in a closet with aluminum foil on his head and a couple of broken black and white TVs, and he was fucking with our weather. Now, if it's not environmental terrorism, then it's global warming. And if it's global warming, then we should do something about it. But we're not, so don't worry. We don't give a shit about it. 135 nations signed the Global Warming Treaty, and we didn't. Okay? All right? We didn't sign it. We wonder why the rest of the world looks at us as if we're a bunch of arrogant pricks. When everybody signs the treaty, whether you like it or not, you have to sign the treaty. You don't have to do what's in the treaty. You just have to sign the treaty. And then when they come and they say we didn't do what's in the treaty, we go, well, we were busy. We had shit to do. We have cable, do you? Nations that couldn't read the treaty signed the treaty. It had to be explained to them. Brr, brr, sweaty, sweaty, signy, signy. The reason we didn't sign the treaty is because our president, in his infinite wisdom, on his own, decided not to sign this treaty because he doesn't think there's global warming. Because I guess he doesn't have any skin. How do you not fucking know? Squirrels know. Squirrels know. I wouldn't have gotten that loud, but I didn't get the laugh I expected on the first part of that joke.
I have posted a link to the Earth Day Network website. It has a load of information. It is a beautifully designed site. It has an Earth Day tab. They say on the site that Earth Day's 2017 campaign is environmental and climate literacy. Education is the foundation for progress. It has a campaigns tab. Create change with all of Earth Day Network's campaigns, including protecting forests, registering new voters, or greening cities. Help create a greener, more sustainable future. You can get involved now to make your mark in the urgent fight against climate change. Then, of course, they also have the Take Action tab, Press tab, Blog, and Store tabs. Check it out. It's good stuff. I grew up in the mountains of South Lake Tahoe, submerged in the kind of nature that people travel all over the world for. I took it for granted. I moved to the city, and I made a home for myself among the concrete and smog, looking up at the starless sky by night and the gray haze by day. There is a kind of loss that I never quite got over. Let's not force that loss on the rest of the world in perpetuity. As John Muir said, quote, when one tugs at a single thing in nature, he finds it attached to the rest of the world, unquote. All right, guys, our marching is not done. Across America, there will be marchers taking to the streets again on Earth Day, April 22nd. That's this coming weekend for the March for Science. Grab your friends, spread the word, and make your plans. Let's show those DC deniers where America is really at. The stakes could not be higher. Thank you for listening to my show, K-Voice of the Resistance, on your favorite podcasting app or on crabdiving.com. That's one word, crabdiving.com. Like my Facebook page at K-Voice of Resistance, follow me on Twitter at Kelly the Voice, and like and share my podcast. If you could, leave me a review. It will help get my show out there, and I would appreciate the feedback. Hope to spread the word. Thank you for all the things you do, big or small. Be safe out there, and as always, resist.